Just focus on Jesus, who is the Good Shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. It's personal. He knows you by name. He knows every hair on your head. You are his sheep, the sheep of his pasture, and he's committed, fully committed to you. And then it says, I shall not want. Your shepherd provides for his sheep. He meets all of your needs as you allow his shepherding hand to lead and to guide you. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He's going to bring you, maybe you're going for a dry season, but as you let that shepherdy crook just lead you, you're coming to a place where you will be replenished in that green pasture. There'll be fresh sustenance. And you're going to have refreshing waters where you can drink, where your thirst can be quenched, where you can be refreshed and built up. He restores my soul. He will continue to touch your innermost being. He heals the brokenness in your heart. He heals and takes away the pain, the disappointment, things that you've carried many years. I'm restoring your soul. I'm restoring you on the inside. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. His loving, shepherding hand pulls you into righteousness so that you can be and bring honor to his name in everything you do. And everywhere you go, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even in the deep difficulties and chaos of life, you have no need to fear. He is with you. He never left you. He never forsook you. He's with you every single step of the way. He doesn't lead you to that valley. He leads you through the valley. He's going to bring you out into rich fulfillment. He's going to bring you out into that broad place. Yes, his staff and rod can seem tough at times, but they demonstrate how much he loves you and cares for you, that he doesn't want you to miss his purpose for your life. You prepare a table. Just see that table before you. Before me in the presence of my enemies. I'm so overwhelmed by the beautiful blessings that you have laid before me. All of your goodness, every promise is yes and amen in Christ. Oh, all the ways you have blessed me. Bless me and blessed us, Lord. You have given us so much. You are so generous, so caring, so loving. Thank you, Jesus. I don't need to focus on my enemy who can only watch. I'm talking about Satan and his cohorts, who can only watch as I enjoy God's goodness. You anoint my head with oil. my cup overflows. Hallelujah. Oh, just see, maybe you're dry right now, but God says, I anoint you with fresh oil. The shepherd anoints the sheep because it keeps the flies off them. He is anointing you. He anoints my head. He fills me afresh with his Holy Spirit. So I can just overflow everywhere I go and everyone I meet. I can overflow with your love, with the good news, with the grace of God. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the day. All the days, every day of my life. Each day, God has goodness that he wants to reveal to you and manifest in your life. Even the darkest days, he reveals his kindness and goodness to us. And when we fail him, and when we mess up, when we stray as sheep so often do, his mercy follows us. He restores us. He brings us back to himself. And then he says, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. One day I will see your face, that good shepherd. He who began a good work will bring it right through to completion. The author and the finisher of my faith will have finished the work. And we will see you face to face. And we will dwell together in the fullness of your glorious presence forever and ever and ever. No more sin, no more pain, no more sickness, no more tears. We will see the lover of our soul face to face. Amen. Hallelujah. Just thank him right now. He's your shepherd. He's your shepherd. Oh Lord, just if a verse in that psalm spoke to you, just declare it. Thank you, Lord, for the banqueting table. Thank you. We don't deserve it. We can never earn it. We can never try and get it. We just receive it. Thank you, Lord. I shall not want. Oh Lord, even in this time of inflation, that you are our source. Thank you, Jesus. I shall not want.